Good evening, Lafayette County. I tell you what, if I have heard, learned one thing tonight, it is to not bid against my colleagues in the Missouri General Assembly. Woo! As we're shoving our face full of all of your wonderful treats, thank you for having us here this evening. I want to start off by saying it has been a very tough year for Missouri Democrats. But here's the deal. This is not new to us, and if we've learned one thing, it's how we stand up, fight back, and get organized. Woo! This Missouri Democrats have a long tradition of standing up against the Republican bullies, and we're not going to stop now. When Republicans try to strip power from labor unions by forcing down our throats, right to work for less, what did we do? We stood up, we band together, and we defeated Prop A. When Republicans refuse to give Missourians access to life-saving health care through Medicaid expansion, Missouri Democrats banded together, passed Medicaid expansion, and you know what? Gave these rural hospitals the lifeline they needed to stay afloat and save lives. When Missouri Republicans took away the right to our very bodily autonomy, we gathered together, gathered thousands of signatures all across the state, and we passed Amendment 3 to reclaim our rights. But the headlines aren't new to you and they're not new to me. We know that here in the Missouri General Assembly, they continue to try to erase you, to erase your voice and your vote. When Missouri voters try to increase, or we did, we increased the minimum wage. We finally made sure that workers could earn sick leave. Republicans this session told workers, get back to the back of the line. And that ain't right. Now Republicans are trying to eliminate Kansas City voters.
Boo.
Why? It's pretty simple. You look at what's happening in Washington, D.C., and how Republicans had to flee D.C. so the Epstein files weren't released to protect sick pedophiles like Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And it's disgusting. So here's the thing with congressional redistricting. You don't get to change the rules halfway through the game. And it's pretty funny because the joke's going to be on them, because pretty soon Missouri Democrats are going to have 3 congressional Democrats serving our great state of Missouri. So as we know, us Missouri Democrats, we have this long history of standing up to bullies. The fun thing in the Missouri Senate, it's a perfect place to cause chaos and good trouble. And the Missouri Senate... My colleague Patty Lewis learned very quickly how to use all sorts of fun procedural moves to make sure they had to take votes on covering health insurance for things like cancer and pregnancy and force them on the record for these things instead of shoving down our throats a fake health insurance plan through the Farm Bureau. Patty learned those rules, and we're going to learn those rules every step of the way to make their lives miserable. Democrats currently, but we have the chance to earn 2 more seats. And I don't know about you, but I'd like to see another fun, feisty, and very capable senator in Carrie Engle. These 2 seats will mean so much difference for Missouri Democrats. If you think about it, between Carrie Engle winning in Eastern Jack, because I know all y'all are going to come over there and help knock those doors and send Carrie the money, and then picking up that additional Senate seat in Springfield, we are going to do a lot more good trouble in this state. Thanks for being part of this fight with us.
Yeah.